Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 16th of March 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So the UK mobile networks have reacted very angrily to yesterday's announcement by Ofcom that they intend to cut termination rates for phone calls from mobile networks to landlines. Oh dear. We're really disappointed that Ofcom's ignored the evidence that termination cuts will mean higher costs for prepaid customers. And O2 were upset, and all the others were upset. Three weren't happy either, but the only people that were happy were you, Switch, who said it's about time. Ernest Doku said the customers have been unwittingly lining the pockets of the mobile phone cartel with billions of pounds. These hidden charges have up till now cost as much as 4 pence for every minute of every call made. Well done, Ofcom. Rein them in. Vodafone has announced that it's going to sell the iPad 2. O2 is not, but T-Mobile have guaranteed that they're going to sell it in partnership with a firm called Groupon for £49 with a £25 a month contract for 24 months. There's not a lot of other details in terms of data capping and that kind of thing, but you've got to go to groupon.co.uk. It started at midnight. You've only got today to register, and after today, I'm afraid it's gone. The deal's off. High-tech shirt manufacturer Under Armour have signed a deal with Tottenham Hotspur, a UK Premiership club, for the sale of their E39 shirt. The shirt carries a sensor which measures the heart rate of the player, breathing, and also their skin temperature. It's stored on a micro 2GB hard drive, and then it's transferred via Bluetooth back to the coach's room where they can see how a player's performing. Adobe has found a critical security loophole in Flash Player. They've announced yesterday that they've got a serious problem and they're thinking about doing it. It leads to the potential permanent hijacking of systems, and it's both in Windows and in Mac, and it's in the wild, unquote them. However, they said they're going to get around to fixing it, and it'll be sometime next week, eh? No, it can't be that serious. Obama has appointed an IP czar, and he wants felony charges for illegal web streaming. Now, if they're attacking web streaming, what they're saying is anything that you push out as a public performance, if there's copyright issues, is a felony. Well, at the moment, that's not the case. They're also saying they want wiretapping. The FBI and the federal agencies want to tap phones and internet connections for loads and loads of serious crimes without a warrant. And finally, the nail in the coffin of radio is that they want them to pay not just the songwriters for the songs that they play, but also the performers. Oh dear, no one's learning. eBay is offering 50 free listings a month. As the economy declines and eBay's getting hit just as hard as the rest of us, if you think that's going to tempt you back, then fine. However, what they're going to have to do is get rid of their draconian sales practices that doesn't offer any form of arbitration for people that sell. Otherwise, I won't be back. Soundbite has got a dental hearing aid. It's a fantastic looking little device that fits inside your mouth, and it conducts all the sound that it receives up in through your teeth so that you can hear other people and you can hear yourself as well. It's just got EU approval for distribution across the European community, and it's a great leap forwards. Samsung have released the Tango View vacuum surveillance camera. I have got no idea what the use of this thing is as well. It's $710 if you want to buy it. That's a transfer from yen, obviously, because only the Japanese are going to buy this thing. And it's a camera that fits on the front of your Roomba, and you can watch it via your Galaxy Tab. And that's about it, really. In the wake of Guitar Hero, the funeral has now finished. Ubisoft has announced a new one. It's called Rocksmith. It's a rhythm guitar game that uses real guitars and amplifiers. You plug it into your PlayStation and it tells you what to play, and away you go. You can also learn to play the guitar with it as well, so it's not all bad. No word on price. It was only an announcement yesterday. Lexar are shipping professional SDXC cards. You can get one in 64 gig or 128 gig. They go up to 20 megabits per second, and they're going to cost you $200 and $300 respectively. Oh dear, that sounds a bit steep. I won't be buying one. And finally, we're going to feature a Windows application. It's for Windows Phone 7, and it's free, and it's called Running Late. I like it because it's got the most fantastic idea. Not only does it let you know that you're running late, it actually gives you a fantastic excuse. Excuses range from I'm stuck in traffic, to my hemorrhoids feel as if they've been dipped in jalapeno sauce, to I got my foot stuck in my butt, and finally, my date last night left me chained to the bed. No, I don't need any help. I've almost got the headboard free. Very good. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. We'll be back again tomorrow with a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. Have a good day and thanks for listening.